You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hamilton principal is facing criticism after telling students they're more likely to end up being raped if they skip school. Fraser High School principal Virginia Crawford said she didn't want her students to become bleak statistics. But as Alexandra Nelson reports, students say she went too far.
Very bloody selective with the, what
they
chose.
Yeah, she said a lot of things. I guess it's because there is this notion out there that you can't blame victims. And I guess that is fair enough. But she did say it in the context of a bunch of other things. But it was interesting how this did really then blow up. The media seemed to be really sort of like almost hoping that something big would be happening. I think largely just because they're quite sort of lazy. They're looking for an easy story saying, because it's quite dramatic. You have a bunch of students walking out.
Glorified quite well. And like...
But it was weird how in the event when it actually did happen, this happened on Monday, there was a lot of sort of confusion, it seemed, in the media about just how many students had walked out. I remember that on TVNZ, their headline was hundreds of Fraser High School students staged mass protest. Then when you read the article, it says nearly 150.
I mean, I saw the photos and it did not look over 100.
I counted them, although they had sort of blurred them out. It looked like about maybe 30, 40. But yeah, and the Herald says there was more than 100. Stuff says there was about 100. And then finally, News Hub, which had actually sort of not really started this, but they'd been the one, it seems, that the student at the who was angry at this had reached out to. Eventually, they said it was like dozens. And it is just interesting. It's a time right now when it seems like maybe like half the country's workforce is like going on strike. And it's sort of this is what the media instead pays attention to and really bigs up. Something that is, I guess you could say it's not unimportant, but it just seems quite sort of also almost uncontroversial in a strange way that it's, but I guess the stakes are quite low when it really comes down to it. And it just seemed to be really just a lot of people in the media, sort of probably quite well-paid people, really jumping all over this like principal of a, I think, Decile 4 high school in Hamilton. Just really seemed to be almost sort of beating up on her for doing something that I think principals should be doing, which was like giving a talk to a group of students, which I don't think I ever got that from any of my high school.
A bit of a media pile-on. Speaking of which, what's this piece we got coming up?
This was just the rest of the TV3 piece that we can listen to in its full length.
Students skipping class is a problem every high school has to deal with. But the principal of Hamilton's Fraser High has had enough, delivering a stern message to students this week. According to Virginia Crawford, these are the consequences of wagging.
Highly likely to go to prison. Either commit domestic violence or be a victim of domestic violence. Be illiterate. Be a rape victim.
Her speech at a school assembly early this week was secretly recorded by students and posted online. Some thought her comments were inappropriate.
I do understand where she was coming from. Wagging's got to stop, especially with this school. It's gone too far. But at the same time, some of the points she made were definitely way too far. Some other people were a bit upset. I saw a few people crying in the assembly.
Crawford did go on to say the teachers at the school are there to help and support students so they have the best opportunities.
I don't want you to be one of those statistics.
The Ministry of Education says it's aware Crawford's remarks had upset some people and it has been in contact with Fraser High. Virginia Crawford wouldn't comment on camera, but the Board of Trustees says it's received a great deal of positive response on the speech and it's supportive of Crawford for being strong enough to have these challenging conversations with students. Alexandra Nelson, News Hub.
I think a lot of what she's saying is backed up by evidence, isn't it?
She seemed to think it was, and I'm not going to sort of go and contest it. I didn't go and do the research myself, full disclosure, but I would think generally that, there is a correlation between sort of being truant and having bad things happen to you, and maybe that probably is a sort of wider social thing. It's not all about just, if you just walk out of class, you're a bad person. But it's like, what exactly do you want this principal to do about that? You know, she is just the principal. She's trying to sort of run this school, which I'm sure has got a lot of challenges. And I just don't think it's really fair of the media, at least, to sort of all jump on her. Because you saw it really did generate a lot of sort of opinion pieces. I'll read out some of the titles here. TV3 went with Fraser High School principal Virginia Crawford doesn't understand the issues teenagers face, although that seems to have been, they seem to have deleted it, because if you click on it you get a 404 thing, which for our older listeners means it's been scrubbed off the internet. On the Herald, it was a column called Middle New Zealand, principal motives right but harsh words cause school fallout, which is, I guess, a pretty fair enough thing to say. Mm. I mean, she did sort of bag the person. Again, in the Herald, what we've misunderstood about the kids of Fraser High. That's by Kyle MacDonald, who seems to be some sort of psychotherapist. Deborah Hill-Cohn, again, in the Herald, 8 burning questions for the principal of Fraser High School. That's stuff.co.nz. Truancy protests could teach students about democracy, according to Victoria University's Dr. Bronwyn Wood.
So they've really got sort of, you know, everyone's got an opinion on it.
Yeah, certainly. And it just seems to be like, how much can we dig out of here?
Well, interesting, I'm sure.
There's a few more, but
Well, yeah, I'm sure there'll be more on it in the coming days, probably.
I doubt it, actually. No, I think it seems to have fizzled out. Probably if more students had wagged, I think it would have, but that's the final thing that does interest me, just the fact that most students didn't wag. I looked up the roll numbers, about 1,500 students at the school. The fact that most of them seem to stay inside seems to be a pretty big vote of confidence in this principal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.